A couple of hundred supporters of the city reparations policy rallied before the hearing on the steps of San Francisco City Hall. Tanish Hollins is vice chair of the San Francisco Reparations Advisory Committee. She said the committee worked for 2 years to document the unfair treatment African-American San Franciscans have endured since their earliest days in the city in the mid-19th century.
The harms have been well documented, and the board has acknowledged that history shows that the harm has been done to Black San Francisco. There's an opportunity now for them to look at the recommendations and find ways to repair the harm.
The harms have included things like decades of discrimination in housing, employment, and education through policies like urban renewal, redlining, and gentrification. The Reparations Advisory Committee has laid out more than 100 recommendations to repair those injuries, from a one-time $5 million check to anyone eligible, to things like housing subsidies, access to affordable housing, and stipends. San Francisco's Black population has dropped by more than half since the 1970s, gutting traditional Black neighborhoods. Critics of cash reparations have said the price tag for the city would be too great, especially at a time that the city's struggling with finding funding for things like schools, affordable housing, and the crisis of homelessness. But reparations supporters say that's the wrong way to look at the issue.
I'm Eric McDonald, the chair of the San Francisco African-American Reparations Advisory Council.
Eric McDonald said the Reparations Council has a variety of recommendations, of which cash payments are just a part.
It is not entirely that. There are recommendations across 4 issue areas: economic empowerment, which does include the financial, but also education, as well as health, as well as public policy.
Other proposals have included the creation of a city reparations office to evaluate the needs of the city's Black population. San Francisco Reparations Advisory Council Vice Chair Tanish Hollins said she hopes to see the city act on the report soon.
At some point, we do expect to see the report adopted by the mayor and by the Board of Supervisors, and then the Office of Reparations will be formally introduced and opened.
The San Francisco Reparations Advisory Council is independent from the State Reparations Task Force created by Governor Newsom in the wake of the George Floyd racial justice protests of 2020. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.